from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seidens.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story is more on the great shakeout today. There's going to be drills all over the state of California. And the state is also, of course, unveiling this new earthquake early warning system app that you can download. KMX 1070's Craig Figner has more this morning.
You know, and here in L.A., this earthquake early warning system is something we're familiar with. You know, the 4th of July, we had that earthquake, but it wasn't, at least the waves of the shaking weren't strong enough to trigger it. But we had already had this earthquake app on our phones, many of us did. Well, now the state of California has this app that they're going to unveil officially today, developed with UC Berkeley, and magnitude 4 or greater of shaking intensity will trigger the app. And for many people, if you're far enough away from the epicenter, give you warning seconds, many seconds in many cases, to get cover if there's an earthquake that's coming, at least the shaking. And to hear it, Biola, they've got this large earthquake simulator. I'm going to get in it a little later. It simulates about a 6.7, something similar to the Northridge earthquake.
And this annual reminder, repeated every year, is our attempt to change people's behavior, to teach them to take those easy steps to prepare before the earthquake happens.
A bit later, we'll learn more about this statewide app, exactly how it works. And, you know, another question, do we then need the LA app? Do we just need this statewide app? We'll find out when the State Office of Emergency Services people get here to unveil that app and answer questions. Live in La Mirada, Craig Figner.
FAA to hear from some people from the San Fernando Valley again tonight. This has to do with noise at the Burbank Airport.
The problem? Residents say the flight paths changed last year, and now there's a plane highway over parts of Sherman Oaks, Studio City, Toluca Lake, and even Bel Air.
It's infuriating. It's completely devastated my life. It's changed it immensely, and we just got to figure out something to do because nobody can live like this.
Evie Coscio wants the FAA to spread the flight pass out.
In addition to that, they just need to ascend more quickly. The faster that they can get up there, the less that they're, you know, affecting all the community.
Tonight's meeting is open to the public. It starts at 6:30 at the Burbank Airport Marriott. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Malibu City Council considering a plan that would allow authorities to oust homeless people from encampments and brush areas during red flag warnings. Malibu's public safety manager says this proposal is based on a law that recently passed in Los Angeles.
We were watching because we wanted to make sure that it could, you know, withstand legal challenges, and so far it looks to be good. So we are modeling this ordinance on their ordinance.
She says the plan is not meant to punish homeless people. All five council members have expressed support.
Talked about how it's going to get windy again. People in parts of L.A., Riverside, and San Bernardino counties being warned to expect possible power cuts in the coming days. SoCal Edison says it may cut service to nearly 11,000 residents in areas where the wind could raise the risk of brush fires. The areas include parts of Acton, Big Bear, Lucerne Valley, where wind gusts of up to 50 miles per hour are predicted, and the blackout zone, they say, could grow in the coming days.
In Ventura County, 10,000 customers had to go without electricity for some cases up to 36 hours last week when Edison pulled the plug as a precautionary measure. Now county supervisors have a message for the utility: do better next time. Edison hit the switch after a brush fire in Sylmar, leapfrogged the freeway, sprinted towards the Ventura County line. But Ventura County Fire Chief Mark Lorenzen told the supervisors that Edison's action affected too many people.
They've gotten a lot better at strategically locating their shutoffs. We find that they're still shutting off power in areas where it's not needed. Now,
to make matters even worse, some customers did not receive notification that their power would be shut off until after it had been turned back on again.
An assistance center is going to open today in Sylmar to try to help people affected by that Saddle Ridge fire, the one that burned from Sylmar to Porter Ranch. It's designed to be a one-stop source of information. information. Among the assistance available, help on replacing records that you may have lost in the fire, maybe filing insurance claims, applying for disaster assistance. The center is going to be at the Sylmar Rec Center. Opens at 9:30 this morning, and it's going to be open weekdays and on Saturdays. The fire, the latest word on that Saddle Ridge fire, is it is 52% contained.
Opening statement set for this morning in the case of a Hawthorne man charged with driving off a pier, intentionally killing his two sons to collect insurance money.
In the car with Ali Almazan were his 13 and 8-year-old sons and a domestic partner. Authorities say he intentionally drove his car off the pier at the Port of Los Angeles to kill the three. He escaped out a window. His partner survived when she was pulled from the water by a fisherman while the two boys drowned. He had taken out several $1 million in insurance a few years earlier. Prosecutors will show he called the insurance company to make sure they would not investigate an accident after 2 years of taking out the policies. In this federal trial, he faces wire fraud, money laundering in regards to the insurance money. He faces murder charges in L.A. County. Part of his defense is he accidentally hit the gas pedal instead of the brake. Bob Brill, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.